But if you hate breath work, don't do it. Yeah. Do something else. Dance in your kitchen. Like, I honestly really think we should just prioritize having fun. We're not turning health and wellness into something that is capitalistic or patriarchal. But if you just tune into you and get quiet with yourself, you'll know what to do. And I think it's just really learning to like shut out those other voices telling you like, oh, you shouldn't be reading on the couch right now. Are you dancing? Yeah. That's not workout, whatever it is. It's just your life and you got to have fun.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Aligned Love Podcast. This is the place where I am going to help you find the one thing that you feel is missing, healthy love. I am your host, Lauren Zoller, and in this podcast, I will share with you how to attract love, live in alignment, and elevate your deepest relationships. So buckle up, get present, tune into your body, and open up to the possibility that you truly do get to have it all. Let's dive in. MJ, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited to chat with you. Before we jump into any of the fun stuff, I always like to start the Align Love podcast with an intention setting. So I'm actually going to hand it over to you for you to set the intention of what you want the listeners to walk away with as a result of our time together today.
Okay. I would just say, rather than me talking about it, let's just do it. So if you're driving, do not close your eyes. If you're listening, close your eyes and just tune into your heart space. And just think about someone or something that you really, really love. And imagine that love getting bigger and surrounding your whole body and going all the way to that person, wherever they are. Could even be a pet. And imagine it being so big and strong that wherever they are, they feel it. And this feeling of just like tapping into a love vibration is available to us at any point in time. And like scientifically, you've just used your vagus nerve to connect your head and your heart. So they're connected now and they're in resonance with each other. And everything that you do with your head, making decisions, thinking about people, manifesting, whatever you're doing, even logical things, you're going to use it with heart power.
Beautiful. So, so good. And you're speaking my language, talking all about vagal connection and the vagus nerve. So I'm curious about you. I know that you have the being method, and I'm sure we're going to talk about how what you just led us through as far as the intentions concerned is all tied into the being method. But can you tell us a little bit about your story and kind of your exploration of science and spirituality and how all of that came together in the being method?
Of course. I mean, the story is just that I'm a dropout. So I went into undergrad in philosophy and I kind of specialized in science and biomedical ethics, and I really loved it, but I also felt like I was missing a big piece of the story. You know, I was very into spirituality and I wanted to know about the science. So I did a hard pivot. I dropped out, did a hard pivot, and then went to school for osteopathy. And like, mind you, these are like 4 or 5 years each. I'm dropping out like right before graduation. My mom's like stressed.
Yeah.
So I went and did this other program, osteopathy, very science-based. In Canada, it's not being a medical doctor. It's more like chiropractic. So you're going to a private college for 4 years. Again, dropped out right before I was about to graduate. I kind of got like shocked. I was like, I don't think this is what I want to do, because it didn't have any of the spirituality components. And I was like, okay, well, now I've got 8 to 10 years of this education. And I was like, I feel like I want to create something for people like me where, you know, we really like Reiki, but we also kind of want to understand the science behind it. Or we really like talking about grounding or light or water and the energetics of it, but you want to understand the science behind it. I've always been really curious. My mom has been, you know, she jokes that I've been asking her 1,000 questions every day since I was like, could talk. So yeah, that's kind of where it came from, just my own curiosity and loving both these worlds and not being able to find a space where I could learn about them both together.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just going to make it. There's got to be other people out there that are interested, and there are. And yeah, it's really fun.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. I resonate so deeply with that because I feel like there's a part of me that's also that kind of my background is in meditation and in yoga. And I did a lot of coaching and mindset work. And I couldn't really understand why there was change in my body. And I was like, ah, there's got to be something that I'm not tuned into.
And that's when I started understanding the language of the nervous system and I started geeking out on science. And so you're speaking my language and saying that you finding those two things and merging them together and bringing the spiritual world in alignment with science. I'm so excited. I'm really excited to chat about this. So can you tell me a little bit more about that merging together? And also, I know we're going to talk about conscious breath and how it impacts your body and it impacts the way that you live. But what is the being method? And how do you describe it in the sense of spirituality and science coming together?
I mean, so when you do it, you're certified in being a breathwork facilitator. And that's kind of like the main thing. But we are also certified in being an energy healer. Mm. And when I say energy healing, I don't necessarily mean just energetics. I mean, like, you're going to look at your client's circadian rhythms and understand, do they have enough ATP from their mitochondria? Mm. So we're not nutrition-based. We don't prescribe supplements. You're going to be prescribing, like, I need you to go outside with your bare feet on the ground and watch the sunrise every day for a month. Mm. You know? So it's very nature-based. It's very much, I mean, I think these things are floating around the sphere. People are kind of getting in the know of, like, oops, we've been inside for too long. And that's actually being detrimental to our health. So I always say it's just focusing on the basics. Like, is someone sleeping enough? Is their circadian rhythm in harmony with the sun and the moon? And just learning about those things. Like, can someone regulate their cycle with moonlight? Mm. Probably, you know?
Yeah.
It's light-based. So yeah, we it's a little bit of a mix of both, but you come away from the program just understanding, okay, what is a cell? What's inside that cell? It's got mitochondria. How do those function? And how is our understanding of those things changing? We used to think all you needed was oxygen and carbon, and then you were going to be able to create ATP. But now we're understanding that the water that you drink can actually give you energy. The way that you're moving can give you energy. Light can give you energy. Other people can give you energy, right? There's studies that show that if you work next to someone who's very productive, even without being able to see them or understand that they're being productive, your productivity will go up. Mm. And if you work next to someone who's not productive, or maybe they're dilly-dallying, if you will, and you have no conscious awareness of that, yours will go down too. So we are energetically in resonance with the people around us. And what does that mean? And how can you use that? And how can we use that for healing, right? Is it the totality of all those things in the course? No, like, there's infinite things to learn and know. I'm trying to update it as often as I can, but it's just kind of creeping on the, like, forefront of quantum biology and understanding how does this apply to ourselves and how we understand ourselves and our community and our connection with nature and planets and all the fun things.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's all the things that we hear about, but it's putting them all together in the puzzle piece and trying to figure out, because every one of us is so unique in the way that we are structured. And when I talk about the nervous system, it's like everybody's nervous system responds to everything so differently. There is no one size fits all model to this type of work. And so I love that you're taking into account everything that needs to be looked at and building it into a way that's really accessible for people to be able to really change their life.
Yeah, it's very true. I really stay away from anything where there's a technique or a formula. I don't believe that that could be a totality for healing everybody, right? You have one person who's going to go for a swim in ocean water and just feel serene, and the other person's going to freak out because they're scared of water. And it's the same with literally anything else, including breathwork. Not everybody's going to go into a 2-hour-long breathwork session and just be like, wow, my life has changed. They're going to be like, I feel re-traumatized and that did not help me at all. So, in the program, I really, really emphasize on when you understand anatomy, physiology, and just the basics, you can do an intake with someone and understand how you can help them and do it with them. Because if you talk to someone long enough, they'll tell you what's going on. And if you talk to them even longer, they'll tell you how to heal it. You don't have to, like, work that hard when you're working with someone. Just form a connection. Most people are so intuitive with themselves.
Right.
You just say, well, what do you think's going on? They'll say, well, I think it was this and that. And they're giving you the answer. And you're like, amazing. But yeah, it isn't. And there's no one size fits all. We are all so, so unique. And that's why I really believe in foundational knowledge, like understanding how something works, as much anatomy and physiology as we can learn. You know, obviously such a small percentage of the body and how it works. Whenever people are like, oh, I understand the body, I'm like, I don't think you do, because we actually found an organ like 2 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I love it.
Are you a high-achieving woman who is tired of swiping left and right, hoping to find the love of your life? Are you ready to break free from toxic relationships and finally create a deep, lasting connection with someone who truly aligns with your heart and soul? Well, I want to introduce you to the Align Love Collective, a transformative 6-month coaching container designed to help you find your soulmate without sacrificing your career or wasting any more time on the dating apps. In the Align Love Collective, you'll embark on a journey of self-discovery and personal growth. Our team of expert coaches and therapists will guide you through a proven process to discover the root of what's keeping you from finding your soulmate, understand how to get your nervous system in alignment with what you desire, then watch it all unfold as you implement the roadmap that will lead you straight into the arms of the one you love. But that's not all. When you join the Align Love Collective, you become a part of a supportive community of like-minded individuals, all on their own journeys to finding the love that aligns with their deepest desires. You'll receive ongoing support through live coaching sessions and exclusive resources to help you every step of the way. Plus, you'll gain access to guest experts to ensure that you have the tools that you need for success. Don't settle for anything less than the love you deserve. Join the Align Love Collective and discover the path to a healthy, lasting love. If you want to learn more, visit my website at www.laurenzoller.com/soulmate, S-O-U-L-M-A-T-E, to learn more. The Align Love Collective, where love and alignment go hand in hand.
Well, and something I want to speak about a little bit, because you talk about breath work. I always preach that working as a somatic practitioner, I get people that come to me who have been with quote unquote somatic practitioners who have done breath work in the past. And what I know to be true is that if someone is in a really heightened fight flight state, breath work can be re-traumatizing if we don't look at the whole body and we don't look at the history. So I'm curious to know, you talk about conscious breath work and conscious breathing. How would you approach that when we're looking at different bodies? And is there, because, and you said it, so I know the answer is no, there is no one size fits all model to breathing, right? But I do believe that every person, regardless of where they are in their nervous system, can benefit from breath. So can you just talk a little bit about that? Because I know that it's really buzzy right now. Mm-hmm. Breath work's really buzzy. Like everybody's doing it, right? But it can be re-traumatizing to someone that's not in the space to be able to receive it.
Yeah, I think, I mean, the reason why I gravitated towards breath work, offering it and training people, was that the majority of breath work that's out there and that we're doing is made by men, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But also their biology is different. Male biology is different than female biology, right? So I was like, well, I'm going to make one. And you're starting to see the way my brain works. I'll just do it. So yeah, we basically, like, we're trauma informed first and foremost. So there's a lot of consent going on, and there's also a lot of what feels good for you. Mm. I'm not going to come into the room and be like, this is how you have to heal. This is what feels good. Let's try it and tell me, does it feel good? And if it doesn't, let's stop and we'll try a different route. And I think a lot of people, when you think of breath work, you think of something intense, like the kind of hyperventilating Wim Hof or holotropic breath work, which is amazing, but not amazing for everybody.
Right.
So we have sympathetic, which is that type of breath work. You're going to breathe in a way where you're going to activate your sympathetic nervous system. I love it. It always gets like a huge release for me. I'm always crying. I'm realizing things, like I do it together and we like cry. I mean, it's amazing, but it's also, again, not for everybody. So we've got parasympathetic breathing, which is, there's almost no contraindications. Everybody can do it, and it's going to be parasympathetic. So it's going to put you into a rest and digest and heal. So if you're someone who's hypervigilant, you've got a lot of trauma, maybe complex trauma, and things going on where it's not going to be a good place for you to go into a sympathetic state, you've got high cortisol, it might be better for you to spend a couple months doing parasympathetic breathwork. And I'm not even touching on, this is just when we're doing a breathwork session. I'm not even touching on how you're supposed to be breathing day to day, which is immensely impacting your health and mindset, and mental health in ways that people, I don't think we even fully understand yet. The science is still very, 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 very new, but I'm sure everybody's heard of mouth breathing. Now, most of us know we shouldn't be mouth breathing. But even just something like chronic hyperventilation, I mean, James Nestor, who wrote the book Breath, you know, he guesstimates that 95% of people are breathing wrong in their day-to-day. That's not just like in your breathwork session. That's just day-to-day. And if you go to the doctor, they don't check how you breathe.
No.
They're going to look in your ear or whatever. You know, like they check your tonsils, but they're not actually going to look at something really, really basic, like how many breaths are you taking per minute?
Right.
And that can tell us a lot of things, like how your lungs are functioning. If you have trauma, if you have anxiety, it can tell us your likelihood of having a heart attack in the next couple of days. So in the Being Method, we learn a lot about how do you host a breathwork session and how do you do it for a group and how do you do it for an individual and so on. But you also learn how do you help someone just breathe properly day to day, because there's a lot of foundational health issues that can be cleaned up simply by changing the way you breathe.
Yeah. So big. And it's so, we often overlook it, right? And I love that you explained it that way, because like I said, the buzzword around breathwork right now is so big. And I love that you're approaching it from a space that is tangible and people can take it. And simply just looking at the way that you hold your breath throughout the day or how you're breathing in a moment-to-moment basis can radically change the way that you live your life. So I absolutely love that. I'm curious, how do you, even in teaching this, right? Because I feel like another thing that is so big in the healing space right now is that it's like hard work. You've got to show up for your breathwork session every day and you need to go out and you need to ground and you need to make sure that you're drinking the right water. It's like all these things that feel like another checklist that we have to check off. How do you use the Being Method? How do you make it fun? Like, how do you make it tangible and simple? Because I look at you and I hear you and you're so lovely. And I'm like, ah, it feels like it's simple. It feels like it could be, like, it doesn't have to be this complex thing. And so I'm curious how that shows up in the way that you lead others.
So I named it the Being Method because I did not know how to be. I was the Doing Method girl.
Like, oh, yeah. Me too.
I love David Goggins. I listen to Tony Robbins all the time. Like,
yeah.
Wait, a little too much, you know?
Yeah.
And I've hit burnout, I don't even know how many times now. So I was like, I need to change my life. And I started thinking, you know, instead of listening to everybody else online, what they're doing and listening to all these things about what I should be doing, why don't I just wake up every day and make it my goal to have a good day? And what do I need to do to have a good day? That's it. For me, I like doing a breathwork session. It makes me feel good. I don't have to work to do it because I know the outcome of it is amazing. It feels amazing. The whole thing, love it, right? But if you hate breathwork, don't do it. Do something else. Dance in your kitchen. Like, I honestly really think we should just prioritize having fun. Mm. And that doesn't mean that you're going to be hedonistic or anything. It just means that we're not turning health and wellness into something that is capitalistic or patriarchal. Like, there's all these systems which we're in, which are going to dictate what we think we should be doing. We got to be productive and we have to do all the things that are good for, you know, again, going back to a male body. But if you just tune into you and get quiet with yourself, you'll know what to do. And I think it's just really learning to like shut out those other voices telling you like, oh, you shouldn't be reading on the couch right now. Are you dancing? Okay. That's not workout, whatever it is. It's just your life and you got to have fun.
Yeah. It's such a lost art.
It is. I've been learning it. It's really cool. I just had fun last week. I cried to my husband and he's like, we haven't been doing any things that you love. And I was like, I can't.
I know. It's so hard. I mean, it really is. It's because we're so conditioned, like we talk about, we're so conditioned to not do that. Everything that we have been taught has been to strip that away. And so there's so much permission in just being able to lean into the things that bring you joy. And again, it's so difficult and it's so sad that it's so difficult. But I know that we were talking before we jumped on about, I'm currently staying with a friend who has a 4-year-old and you have toddlers around too. You want to learn how to play and be in joy, go hang around kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do all day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Children are really good teachers.
They are. They so are. So I always ask this question on the Align Love podcast, and I'm really curious your answer to it. But what does it mean to you to be in an aligned relationship? And it doesn't have to be romantic. It can be the relationship to yourself. But what does an aligned relationship mean to you when you hear that?
That's a very good question. Oh my gosh. I feel like I could say, I think it boils down for me as being in relationship with someone. Again, it doesn't have to be romantic, but I like being in relationship with people who are doing their own healing.
Mm.
I don't expect anybody around me to be healed or perfect, but I really like being able to be really open with people and have good communication and be honest with each other. I really love honesty and I love integrity. Like, I really love those things. And I don't mean that I need someone to be like with working with a coach all the time, but
yeah,
I think my best friend, I love her so much. We've been best friends for like, I don't know, over 10 years now. And I love her because I can tell her when she's said something or done something that's been hurtful. And it doesn't turn into a thing. She's just like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And we just move past it. I just really, really value people who are grounded enough to go into those kind of hard, scary places with you. And you come out the other end kind of holding hands.
Yeah.
Like just having the fight, not the fight, but have the conflict. And you don't kind of skirt around it. Like, I want people who are going to go into those dark places with me, the scary places.
Yeah. I love that so much. I was reflecting with my best friend here yesterday because we were watching some sort of a video that was saying our romantic relationships are so important, but the relationships that we have with our friends and the people that surround us are just as important. It's almost like we date our friends too. And I think it comes back to what you were just saying, is being able to have that mutual commitment to growth and that mutual commitment to healing and knowing like this person's in it with me and they're going to come out on the other side, regardless of how nasty, not nasty, nasty is probably the wrong word to use, but how much the arguments surface, how can we get it to the other side knowing that healing is always the goal?
Yeah. I think maybe the word I'm looking for is self-regulation. Self-regulation, because you're going to have times with a friend where you're going to have different opinions about things. And we all learned that during the pandemic. Like, we all lost a lot of friends with each other because things got spicy. And it, you know, a lot of us weren't able to find a middle ground of being like, okay, you have different views on this. I have different views on this. Can we still love each other? Can we be humans together? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like people who are working on that. I don't care if anybody's perfect. I definitely would not expect that. I'm not. But yeah.
Yeah. I love it. I love it so much. Well, this has been so great, MJ. I'm curious, what is next for you and how can people find you? So if they want to find out more about the Being Method, the facilitator program, what you do, where can they do that? And also, what is next for you?
Okay. Our website is beingmethod.ca. I'm sure we can put it in the show notes.
We'll put everything in the show notes. Whatever you say, we'll go in the show notes.
Yeah. And then our Instagram is just Being Method. So it's the same thing, at Being Method. And what's next for me? I mean, we have an app launching this year. That's work-wise. There's a whole breathwork app coming out, which is really exciting. We are partnering with a trauma-informed somatic therapist. There's going to be a lot of somatic components, which is really excited. We've been creating the breathwork together. So there's, you know, tapping involved. There's a lot of movement involved. So that's really fun. And then summer for me is I'm hoping my husband builds me a shed so I can just paint in the back and lots of horseback riding, but that's it.
leaning into joy and fun. And I love it so much. Well, MJ, thank you so much for sharing your heart and for sharing all about the Being Method. I know that there will be a lot of people that will reach out because there's a lot of curiosity in my community around breathwork. And so it's just been a joy to talk to you. And I will make sure if you're listening.
No, and I'll give them a code for the Being Portal for free. So the Being Method's our big certification course. But if you just want to do breath work, just tell me or we'll put a link in the show notes or something for a month to try it because it's fun.
Perfect. We'll drop that because I know they would love it. We'll drop that in the show notes below too so that people can take advantage of it. So thank you so much for coming and sharing your heart and your wisdom with us. And hopefully I will get to talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
That wraps up today's episode of the Aligned Love Podcast. One thing that would really help me and the other new potential listeners is for you to rate this show and leave a comment wherever you tune in and listen. Also, make sure to link up with me on Instagram @LaurenZoller and please share this podcast with anyone who you think may enjoy it. Until next episode, remember, every transformation begins with one moment of awareness. And I hope today has been yours. I'll see you next time.